All around the streets of town, music fills the air. Voices ring out merrily, forsaking any care. Every year I come to hear the songs I love so well. Out here on the eve of Noel, from on high the moonlight shines like diamonds on the snow. Children glide down mountainsides and houses warmly glow. Cafes and shops are all filled up and cast a charming spell. Out here on the eve of Noel, on the eve of Noel, you might hear the archangels sing a lilting melody that soothingly will quell all the dull anxieties that on your shoulders fell. Out here on the eve of Noel, underneath starry wreath, gaze into the night, listen to the stillness, and I feel the cold wind bite. And then I hear the chimey celebration of the bells out here on the eve of Noel, on the eve of Noel, you might hear the archangels sing a lilting melody that soothingly will quell all the dull anxieties that on your shoulders fell. Out here on the eve of Noel, out here on the eve of Noel, the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play. Wild and sweet the words repeat, peace on earth, goodwill to all. Peace on earth, goodwill to all. I thought how as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom, it rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to all. Peace on earth, goodwill to all. Then in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks this song. Peace on earth, goodwill to all. Peace on earth, goodwill to all. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. Peace on earth, goodwill to all. Peace on earth, goodwill to all. Heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play. Wild and sweet the words repeat, peace on earth, goodwill to all. Peace on earth, goodwill to all. Peace on earth, goodwill to all.
Good evening. We'd like you to stand and turn to number 212. O Come All Ye Faithful. We'll sing stanzas 1, 2, and 3. And from here on out, we'd like you just to follow the program. We will not be announcing the songs or identifying the verses. It's printed in the bulletin. We will be following that. And I'll lead the rest of them from down here. Sing stanzas 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, Welcome. Welcome to this Christmas Eve service, this time when we gather to celebrate light moving in and breaking into the darkness, to celebrate the joy of new birth, to celebrate the end of waiting, waiting that happened for centuries and centuries, waiting that has happened for us over the past weeks, as we waited with a sense of hope, as we waited with a sense of peace, as we waited in joy, and as we waited in love. Tonight we celebrate the culmination of this waiting, this time of new birth, by hearing the ancient stories of the Hebrew Scripture, by singing together hymns that proclaim joy, that proclaim new life. So may we celebrate making space for new life in our own lives. I invite you to pray with me. O Holy One, come, come, Emmanuel, desire of all nations. May you bind us, bind all peoples in one heart and mind. Fill the world with peace. O come, Emmanuel, into our hearts, into our lives this night as we worship together. Amen.
Then God said, let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have authority over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, see, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit, you shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps upon the earth, everything that has breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
From
rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou King of David, come and open wide heavenly home. Make way, love, that leads on high, and close the path to misery. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou wisdom from on high, and order all things far and nigh. To us the path of knowledge show, and lead us in thy ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, desire of nations, joined all peoples in one heart and mind. Bid envy, strife, and quarrel cease. Fill the whole world with heaven's peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Genesis 22, chapters 1, 2, 9 through 18. After these things, God tested Abraham. God said to him, Abraham, and Abraham said, Here I am. God said, Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall show you. When they came to the place that God had shown him, Abraham built an altar and laid wood in order. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took out the knife to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And Abraham said, Here I am. He said, Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, The Lord Will Provide. And to this day, as it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this, you have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies, And by your offspring shall all nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice.
Comfort, comfort, O my people. Speak of peace, thus saith our God. Comfort those who sit in darkness, mourning neath their sorrows load. Speak unto Jerusalem of the peace that waits for them. Tell of all the sin I've that which we're now is over. Hark the peaks of one who's crying in the desert far and near, bidding all to full repentance. Since the kingdom now is here, oh, that warning cry obey. Now prepare for God a way. Let the valleys rise to meet him, and the hills bow down to greet him. Oh, make straight what long was crooked. Make the rougher places plain. Let your heart be true and humble. All be his holy reign. For the glory of the Lord, now o'er earth is shed abroad, and all flesh shall see the that his word is never broken.
A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2, 6, and 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 to 4, 6 to 9. A shout shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. With righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young shall be laying down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp. And the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Beloved of God, a reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 35, and verse 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, For you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy, and they said his name was Jesus. And they said he came down from glory. Yeah, they said he came down from a glorious kingdom. Oh, yes, believer. Oh, yes, believer. Don't you know he came down from a glorious kingdom? Now the angels sang when the baby was born. The angels sang when the baby was born. The heavens rang when that baby was born. And they sang his name was Jesus. And they said he came down from glory. Yeah, they said he came down from that glorious kingdom. Oh, yes, believer. Oh, yes, believer. Don't you know he came down from that glorious kingdom? Now the wise men saw where the baby was born. Three wise men saw where that baby was born. The wise men saw where the baby was born. And they came back and said his name was Jesus. And they said he came down from glory. Yeah, they said he came down from a glorious kingdom. Oh, yes, believer. Oh, yes, believer. They said he came down from a glorious kingdom.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 and 3 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them at the inn.
Give me the note again.
Away in a manger, no crib for us there. The little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes. The little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till
A reading from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 through 16. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night.
an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all, on whom his favor rests." And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
Angels we have heard on high, singing sweetly through the night, and the mountains in reply, echoing their prayer delight. Go, shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your song of happy cheer? What great did you see? What glad tidings did you hear? Gloria in excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo. Come to Bethlehem and see him who's birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee, Christ the Lord of human being. Gloria in excelsis Deo,
my name is Francis Tolliver. I come from Liverpool. Years ago, the war waiting for me after school. Belgium and the Flanders, Germany, then here. I fought the king and country I loved here.
Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were still, no Christmas songs were sung. Our families back in England were toasting us that day. The brave and glorious lads so far away. I was lying with my messmates on the cold and rocky ground, when across the lines of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, now listen up, me boys, each soldier strained to hear, as the young German voice sang out so clear. He's singing bloody well, you know, my partner says to me. Soon, one by one, each German voice joined in harmony. The cannons rested silent, the gas cloud rolled no more, as Christmas brought us respite from the war. As soon as they were finished, the reverent pause was spent. God rest ye merry gentlemen, struck up the lads from Kent. The next to sang was Steely Night, to Silent Night says I. And in two tongues one song filled up that sky. Is someone coming towards us? The frontline sentry cried. All sights were fixed on one lone figure trudging from their side. His truce flag, like a Christmas star, shone on that plain so bright, as he gravely strode unarmed into the night. Then one by one, on either side, walked into no man's land. With neither gun nor bayonet, we met there hand to hand. We shared some secret brandy, and we wished each other well. And in a flare-lit soccer game, we gave them hell. We traded chocolate cigarettes and photographs from home. These sons and fathers far away from families of their own. Young Sanders played his squeeze box, and they had a violin. This curious and unlikely band of men.
So daylight stole upon us, France was France once more. Sad farewells we each began to settle back to war. But the question haunted every heart that lived that wondrous night. Whose family have I fixed within my sight? It was Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung.
The frozen fields of France were worn as songs of peace were sung. O'er the walls they kept between us, to exact the work of war, had been crumbled and were gone forevermore.
My name is Francis Tolliver, Liverpool I dwell. Each Christmas comes since World War I, I've learned its lessons well. The one to call the shots won't be among the dead and lame. And on each end of the rifle, we're the same.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born to the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired to them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to be the shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go pay him my homage." When they had heard that the king, when they had heard the king, they sent out, and there, ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Thank you. A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. May these words of hope inspire us to go out into this night, this silent night, and proclaim the miracle of life born in unexpected places. So may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the very face of God shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Amen. I invite you now to stand and take your candles and your hymn book if you need it. And we're going to form a circle around the sanctuary to sing our closing hymn.